Hello, welcome once again. This is the Candid Cast with Lucky Egede, your host and coach on this channel. We are continuing our study of errors that people make when they are young and they use the rest of their life to regret it, with a view to having you avoid such errors and live a life free from worries as you age, you get wiser, and you look back and you don't have much to regret. Before we go into today's episode, I want you to just click the notification button so you get to see when we make new publications and also see previous episodes that we have been doing for over 1 year now. There are lots of lessons to learn from them. Do us a favor, also share this video to your loved ones. It will do them a world of good and they will appreciate you for it. Thank you. God bless you. We're going into today's episode. We'll be studying the act of waiting for perfect timing. You know, waiting for perfect timing. Most of the things we could have done in our early days, we wait and wait for perfect timing until time is no more. So, perfect timing in the realm of personal finance refers to the often elusive moment when every condition seems just right before you take action. Whether it's investing, saving, starting a business, making a major purchase, many young people fall into this trap of waiting for the so-called perfect timing and believing God for the best job, and believing God for the highest pay, and believing God for ideal economic climate. And while you are doing this, remember, nobody is sure of anything in the future. You are only sure of the minute you have now. You are not even sure at 10 a.m. You are not sure of what will happen at 10:30. So it does not make sense to wait. So that timing, perfect timing, does not seem to exist and has never aided anyone. A wait for perfect timing does not add value to anyone. In reality, waiting too long can lead to missed opportunities. You have opportunities that you could have taken. So the timing is not right. I'm waiting for perfect timing. So it leads to delayed progress and even stagnation. Like when we talk about analysis paralysis, someone sit down to analyze until they are paralyzed and they do nothing. The truth is, circumstances are really flawless. It does not happen. Successful people learn to act wisely with the information and resources they have now, and they keep adjusting and fine-tuning the thing as they go. So everyone starts out dimly. It's really not too clear, but they make the move. They recognize that progress is made by starting, even if you are starting imperfectly, rather than standing still. This key lesson is what we need to run. Take the first step, whether it is right or wrong step. Just take that step and you'll get going from there. Let's look at the myth and the reality of perfect timing. Why we cannot deny the existence of a strong desire to wait for the perfect timing, especially in our personal finance and major life decision. The truth is that such flawless moments are exceedingly rare, if they exist at all. In my mind, I think it does not exist. And as we go further in this study, you will see it. The concept of perfect timing suggests waiting until every variable is ideal before taking action. Sometimes we hear all things being equal. There is nothing as funny as all things being equal. Things have never been equal, and it will never be equal. Just get started. You know the sports brand Nike? They say, just do it. Whatever you want to do. And even the Bible says, whatever your hand finds to do, put your heart to it. Do it with the whole of your heart. Stop waiting for that perfect timing when you will do it. Practical wisdom and experience show that waiting for the stars to align often leads to missed opportunities. They don't align, and many people are stagnated by it. progress continue comes not from hesitation, but from taking thoughtful action with the resources and information available now. God does not move with people who have it all put together, but He is interested in the people that He will ask, "What do you have in your hand?" And He just say, "A rod, shepherd's rod." He say, "That's enough. Let's get started. What do you have in the house?" "I have nothing except a small pot of oil." He say, "That's enough. Let's get started with it." Even the most successful individuals, whether in business, investing, or personal growth, rarely started with a crystal clear vision or faultless conditions. Instead, they began with uncertainty, they learned along the way, and they adjust their course as needed. My humble suggestion, instead of seeking an elusive moment of perfection, it is more beneficial to cultivate readiness, adaptability, the courage to get started. It is said that success is the inevitable product of opportunity meeting a prepared mind. Be that prepared mind, and you find that opportunity is not in short supply. It comes to everybody almost on a daily basis, but when people are not prepared, you find them thinking that opportunity did not come, it came. So, perfect timing is more of a myth than a workable strategy for success. Solomon in the Bible said, "He who watches the wind for all conditions to be perfect will not sow seed, and he who looks at the cloud will not reap any harvest." That's in Ecclesiastes 11 verse 4. So I don't see anybody saying, "I'm relying on God for perfect timing." God has spoken that those who wait for perfect timing for sowing will not sow. Those who wait for perfect timing for harvest will not harvest. There is nothing like perfect timing in God's scheme. Just go ahead and act at the time at which you are. The truth in life is that no successful person has ever seen it clearly when he was about to start. They all started dimly, and it gets brighter as they journey along the line. They make progress. So Solomon was only echoing here that such times never exist. If he say they will never harvest, it means that such time does not exist. It won't come. Don't wait for it. The man reputed to have pioneered the highest number of organizations in the world, Richard Branson, he has the highest number of registered companies in the world. He was asked one day, what's your vision and mission when you were starting out in business? He put it this way: to pay my bills. So there is no equation of, perfect timing to do big business. He did not start out to do big business. He did not start out to register 700 companies like he did. No. He started out, let me do something to pay my bill. You also can start. Aspire to be self-sustaining. Let me do something to pay my bills. As it gets clearer, you will now see your mission, that it is beyond you and your bill. God is taking you into a place of service where you reach out to other people. But you must first of all pay your bills. So what is wrong with waiting for perfect timing? So many things. Missed opportunities. So waiting for the perfect timing to invest can lead to missed opportunities for growth and returns. Some see the stock market rising. They are waiting, analyzing, calculating. Will it get there? Will it get to this? And as you are checking, by the time you make up your mind to go in, those who invested early have started taking profit. And you find, you will now come out and say, "Stock market is not good, I made loss." No, your analysis has paralyzed you. Just enter at the time, and there is a solution to it. When you are that type of a person, you can also quit and change your method. So if you are waiting for perfect timing, you fall a victim of the uncertainty and the unpredictability of the environment. Life generally is full of risk. Recall, we treated a few weeks ago that one of the biggest mistakes people make and use their life to regret is running away from risk. You must embrace risk. Risk is a friend, just like last week we said, death is a friend. If you know how to befriend death, it can help you to grow. If you know how to befriend risk, risk can catapult you to the highest heights. So financial markets can be unpredictable, and waiting for perfect timing may not be feasible. Economic conditions will change rapidly, and it's not only for one environment, it happens all over the world. You also become a victim of the opportunity cost when you delay financial decision making. That delay has a cost. You lose potential earning, like the person who was supposed to enter stock market when market capitalization was the 100 billion and he didn't enter until it's 150 billion. He has lost potential earning. The stock you wanted to buy at 10 naira, you did not enter until it is 12 naira. You have lost income. So, and waiting for perfect timing can also keep you analyzing and analyzing until you are paralyzed. That's the one we call analysis paralysis. You become unable to do anything. So what's the better approach than this waiting? You start early. When you start anything early, like when we're treating retirement planning, so one of the gains of starting early is that you have time on your hand. Anything you start early, you have enough time to make mistakes, correct your mistakes, and move on with it. If you go and start at 70 and say that is how God wants it, any mistake you make after the age of 40, it gets tougher and tougher by the day to correct. Time is no more on your hand for correction. When I said, if you are the type that have watched until things are no more in your favor before entering, that I will provide a solution. There is something that is called dollar cost averaging, or in Nigeria, we can call it naira cost averaging. You want to invest in the capital market. Keep investing. Invest regularly, regardless of what the market conditions are. When it's going up, put some money there. If you are investing 100,000 naira every month, whether it is rising or falling, just keep adding the 100,000 naira every month. Some will come at very low price, some will come at the medium, some will come at the peak. And when you check your price overall, that is what we call the naira cost averaging. Then number next, you have long-term focus. Prioritize long-term. Don't look at the short-term for anything. Oh, market was up on Monday, it's down on Wednesday, you are getting hypertension. No, it will come back again. So view it long-term. Those who make money from the market ignored every fluctuation. Ronald Reed was reputed to have built an empire of $8 million working as a janitor at JCPenney, a supermarket in the US. How did he do it? He was not a financial expert. He only had long-term vision. He was investing continuously for 55 years. From 1945 to 2014, there was no year that Ronald Reed did not invest. He was consistent. Warren Buffett became the richest man in the world in 2003. He has been investing from age 11, and now he has invested for over 70 years consistently and is still investing. I recall him sharing testimony of somebody who retired from his business at 103 and died at 104. He said the person died because he retired early. That if he has continued to work, he would not have died at 104. So keep investing, keep learning, keep growing. There is no end to it. Until you give up, life does not give up on you. That's why you find that when people say they are retired and they start sleeping at home and crossing legs, it becomes so easy to die. Then you also have adaptability. Be prepared to adjust your financial plan as circumstances change, because it will always change. Waiting forever will not change it. You will be inside, you will be adapting to it, and you will be changing as it changes. Until you are inside, you cannot learn how it operates. So finally, if you understand the limitations that comes with waiting for perfect timing, you can take a more proactive and effective approach to managing your personal finances. This is where we draw the curtain today on the CandidCast. Thank you for staying with us. God bless you.